Hello and welcome to another episode of Hashtag New Teacher Journey. I had the opportunity to record an episode with Sydney Cook. She is an amazing educator who is about to start her first teaching position. She reminds me a lot about myself when I was going through my pre-service teaching because she's active on Twitter, is so passionate, and just has this genuine love of learning and of teaching. She always wants to be better at what she does, and being able to speak to her was truly a blessing. She is an amazing educator, like I said before, and she actually just obtained her first teaching position. So if you go on her Twitter feed, which she mentions her handle at the end of the podcast, you can find that tweet under her pinned tweet because she pinned it at the top, and you can congratulate her on there. So I encourage you to do that because, again, my podcast is really a platform to encourage and support new teachers on their journey, and I am so excited to be following her journey and the amazing things that she will accomplish. Thanks for always listening, and I appreciate all your support. So, to start off with, please tell me a little bit about yourself.
So, I'm Sydney Cook, and I'm 22 years old. I live in a small town north of Nashville, Tennessee. I just recently graduated from Tennessee State University with a bachelor's in elementary education and an endorsement in ESL. I'm going to be a first year August, where I will be teaching first grade. I also just got accepted into graduate school at Trevecca, where I'll be getting my master's in ESL. Some things I love to do are drinking coffee, photography, reading, and traveling.
Awesome. And I'm so happy for you because I know that I follow you on Twitter and I'm always amazed at the positivity that you share. And I was excited when you got your first teaching position.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to it.
So in education, we all have good and bad days. Please reflect on some good days you have had in education so far.
So I was blessed with an amazing student teaching experience. I had so many good days during my student teaching, and I was blessed with an amazing mentor teacher. And I know not every student teacher has a great student teaching experience, so I was so thankful for that. My mentor teacher and I were co-teachers. So, for example, I would teach ELA one day and she would teach math. The next day I might teach math and she would teach ELA. We just kind of both took on the role of teaching and helped each other. And we really worked so well together. She always supported my lessons and my ideas. She would include me in the grade group planning or PLCs. And so I just learned so much from her. One thing I learned was whole brain teaching. I'd never heard of this before. And so I love doing it and teaching with it. And I can't wait to implement it into my lessons in first grade. And then another valuable thing that I learned was classroom management. In my student teaching experience, I learned awesome tools like callbacks and just different ways of praising students. In my college courses, they taught me how to manage a classroom, but it's just so different once you actually get in the classroom and you know your students. So I'm really grateful for the opportunity to actually see classroom management done the right way and practice it before I have my own classroom.
Sure, absolutely. And in college, we're always taught like techniques that are practical, but then when we go off into our own classrooms, oftentimes it's a lot different. Because again, you have to tailor what you're doing to the needs of your students.
Exactly, yes.
So likewise, what are some things you've experienced that were difficult at the time, but looking back now, you learned a lot from them?
So one of the hardest things I had to do in my student teaching was EdTPA. I don't know if you've heard of EdTPA, but it's an assessment portfolio that student teachers have to pass in Tennessee in order to get recommended for licensure. So like we have to take praxis and all of that, but this is just another kind of our final step of student teaching. And it was the most challenging thing I've ever done. There were so many commentaries. You had to record your lessons and reflect on them. It was very difficult, but looking back on it, I did learn so much about how to be an effective teacher. It really focused on planning, so I learned a lot about how to create effective plans. And more specifically, how to differentiate those plans for the students with diverse needs in my classroom. So it was really practical. And then after the lessons, we would have to write a commentary on our lesson and reflect on what went well and what we would do next time. We'd have to look at assessments and the data. So although it was challenging, I really learned some practical things and tools that I will be able to use next year. So.
Yeah, and I remember because I did the EdTPA also a few years ago, and I remember dealing with, the planning and then the making the video, and I know it was definitely stressful, but then I felt the same way like you did. After I finished, I felt relieved that it went well, and I was just awaiting my score. And then once I figured out that I passed, I was so excited.
Yes, me too. It was like a huge weight had been lifted off my shoulders.
So, what is one piece of advice you would like to give any student teachers?
One of my pieces of advice would be to build relationships with your students. Even though you're the student teacher, it is so important to build the relationships with the students in your classroom so that they can. Like, first, learn to respect you. And then, once they have that connection, they'll want to learn for you and make you proud. They can't learn if they don't have a positive connection with you or a safe learning environment. And so, I would spend that first week just really getting to know the students and what they like to do, their interests, their backgrounds. Personally, for me, one thing I would have liked to do better if I could go back to my student teaching would be to have a better connection with the parents. I didn't really have that connection, because I wasn't able to go to parents, teacher night or conferences or anything. And so during remote learning, I've kind of struggled connecting with my students. So that would be another piece of advice. Build relationships with the students and then also the parents.
So, how can people get in contact with you?
I'm sorry, I think I lost you for a second.
Oh, how can people get in contact with you?
So right now I just have Twitter for teaching. And so my social media handle for Twitter is at Sydney Cook underscore, and Cook is spelled really weird. It's KOCH.
Perfect. So I love following your journey. I remember that I started using Twitter when I was a pre-service teacher. So whenever I see your tweets come by, I like think back to my experience and how I started on Twitter. So it always makes me excited to see what you're up to because you're doing amazing things and I'm noticing that. So I want to congratulate you on obviously your teaching position and that you're starting grad school. I'm actually starting my first class next Friday too. So
Oh, awesome.
we'll both be kind of following, doing that journey
Best
together.
of luck to you. What is your degree in?
I'm getting my master's in teaching and
Okay,
learning,
awesome.
but I also have an ESL specialization.
Awesome. Well, best of luck to you.
Thanks.